that the river Kaveri, which is flowing on the both sides of Srirangam, it is as Viraja River, which is flowing in the Vaikunta. And Vaikuntam Rangamandira means the temple of Lord Ranganaji is the Vaikunta. Sa Vasudevo Rangeshaha, that the Vasudev is the Ranganaji. Pratyaksham Paramam Padam. In Bhagavad Gita, we sometimes chant Paramam Padam, the supreme abode. So that is the Ranganaji temple, supreme Paramam Padam. So all of you had Ranganaji's darshan, no? So now we will tell you about few things what are there in the temple inside, because there we can't explain that because very small place there. So we'll begin from the inside the altar and we'll come out one by one circles. So when you go to the main temple altar, you will see two pillars, the golden pillars just near to the Lord, golden pillars. So it is like, no, Ranganaji's mercy, it's like a ocean, compassion, no? Like a river flowing from the Ranganaji's body. So those days, the Alvars and the great devotees, no? When they go for darshan, they will seeing the beauty of Ranganath. Just now you see, no, Dhanurdas drum, how Dhanurdas got attracted by the beauty of Ranganaji. And Dhanurdas was waiting for 2 hours, 3 hours, the offering pujari brought prasad. Still he could not stop the seeing Ranganaji. So like that, the Alvars, when they see the Ranganath, sometimes they'll faint there. So in order to avoid that, they used to hold that golden pillar and they used to watch. They should not fall over there, no? It is said the Ranganaji's mercy is flowing like a river. It's like so much force it is coming out. So devotees should not get taken away, carried away by that. So they will touch that pillar and they used to watch the Ranganaji. So the Alvars prayed that they got a blessing. They told to Ranganaji, anyone just touches that pillar, they should not get any more birth death. They should surely go to Vaikunta. So normally whenever we go to the temple, without our knowledge only, we'll touch that pillars. So I think all of you surely touched that pillar. So there is no more birth for you. So on that pillar, the sons of Kuresh, called as Parashara and Vedavyas, so they are considered as the children of Lord Ranganath. So Ranganaji used to tie a cradle, you know, that cloth, you know, they used to keep the babies to sleep, no? So the sons of Kuresh, called Parashara and Vedavyasa, Ranganaji considered them as his own sons. So Ranganaji used to take care of them from the childhood. Actually, before the Kureshas, when the Kureshas' wife became pregnant, the Ramanujacharya is eagerly waiting. So when the child will be born? Because Ramanujacharya promised to Yamunacharya, no? The three promises morning we told, no? And that one was to make two Acharyas, name them as Parashara and Vedavyasa. Because we follow Srimad Bhagavatam as our main scripture. Like the Sri Vaishnavas, they follow Vishnu Puran as their main scripture. The author of the Vishnu Puran is Parashara Rishi. So Parashara Rishi's son is Vedavyas. So in order to show gratitude to them, so Ramanacharya want to make two Acharyas, naming them as Parashara and Vedavyasa. So one day what happened? All of you know about Kuresh? No? Okay. So near to Kanchipuram, there is a place called Kuram. Even now that place is there, Kuram. So there, a rich landlord, very big rich person, Kurathalvan, he used to do annadan for devotees, the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas. How the annadan, you know, he will serve prasad in golden plates, not leaflets, no, golden plates. After eating the prasad, they can take the golden plate and go. They don't have to return it. So if they want, they can return. Otherwise, they can take the golden plate and go. So every day he used to do annadan. Up to 10 o'clock he will be doing night. So his annadan chatra is a very huge building. And the doors, he will have so many bells in the doors. So one day, after the annadan was over, the feeding the devotees, no, it's over, he was just closed the door. So while closing the doors, even now you can see in the Ranganaji temple, all the altar, the doors will have so many bells. So he was closing those huge doors. the sound came to Varadaraj temple, Kanji Varadaraj temple. Tam, the sound came. So the Lakshmi Devi asked to Varadaraj, what is that sound, my dear Lord? Then Lord asked, okay, we will ask to Kanjipurna. Kanjipurna is the devotee. You know him about Kanjipurna? Acha? Kanjipurna is a very, very dear devotee of Lord Varadaraj. He used to fan the Lord always. And while fanning, his mood was, he heard once Ramayan, that Ramchandra was sitting on the shore of Indian Ocean. That time feeling separation from Sita. Sita was kidnapped by Ravana, no? So he was sitting on the shore of that ocean. So suddenly some breeze came from the ocean. So Ramchandra suddenly became very happy. Because he's thinking that breeze, it was touched the Sita Devi and it is coming to me. So feeling this, Ram became very happy. So this Kanjipurna heard this, had this story. So what he will do, when you're doing chamara, he will do from the Lakshmi Devi side, he will do chamara. You know, that breeze will touch the Lakshmi Devi, then it goes to the Varadaraj. So the Utsavamurti, Kanji Varadaraj Utsavamurti and Sri Devi Budevi was there outside. So every day he will be doing chamara seva for the Lord. One day Varadaraj told, hey Kanjipurna, I am feeling very hot inside the altar. Today when I am going inside, you come with me. So Varadaraj took him inside the altar. The whole night he will be fanning. The pujaris will lock the door. He will keep Kanjipurna behind. So a pujaris will lock the door and go out. The Kanjipurna will whole night he will be fanning and he will be talking to the Lord. So he is known as the face of Varadaraj. So any people have any questions, any doubts, they will ask to Kanjipurna. He will directly speak to Varadaraj and he will give the answer. So such a friendly relation this Kanjipurna having with the Lord. So Kanjipurna is very dear. Like Varadaraj, you know, he had so many devotees for Varadaraj. He had another one devotee called Nadadur Ammal. So I am diverting, still I will continue. So this Nadadur Ammal, he is called as like a mother of Varadaraj. Mother. No, like he will do Abhishek for the Lord. Like, just like a child, you know, child baby, how mother will take care. Like that, this Nadadur Ammal used to take care of Varadaraj. So sometimes some other pujaris will come and do Abhishek to the Varadaraj. So they will just like, no, DT. They used to rub the DT like we are washing the pots, no? Like that the Brahmanas used to rub the DT. So the Varadaraj used to call this Nadadur Ammal as, Amma, Amma, look at this pujaris. They are rubbing me like a pot. They are cleaning. See, look at my hand, how it became red in color. I am so much paining. Ask them to do it very softly. So this Varadaraj used to speak to this Nadadur Ammal. So the Nadadur Ammal and tell to the Brahmanas, Pujaris, he's a lot, no, he's a very soft skin he have. Please do it very slowly. He will tell to the Pujaris. So one day Nadadur Ammal, he was offering this milk to Varadaraj. And Varadaraj drank the milk. And after that, the offering the prasad milk will come out, no? So when he was taking the milk, he was pouring into other plate. If seen, a small piece of iron needle, what you call, we will beat in the wall, no? Nails. A small piece of nail in the milk. So this devotee, Nadadur Ammal, he fainted there. My God, I gave this to Varadaraj. How Varadaraj would have drinking this? While he was drinking, it will poke in his throat. How much pain would have gone through this? I have given this. He was thinking of that and crying that. Then Varadaraj appeared in front of him. Arey Amma, I didn't drink that, no. I seen that, I took it out, I didn't drink that, you don't worry. If I drank, how it will be here? I drank, I took it out, you don't worry about that. Like that, the Varadaraj, you know, he used to speak with every devotee. So that day, Lord Varadaraj, he asked to Kanjipurna about what is that sound, the closing door closing sound, no? What is the sound? Then Kanjipurna told, there is a very great devotee called Kuresh. He used to do so much annadan. He didn't say he's a devotee. He's a very rich person. Very rich person. He used to do annadan for thousands of people. After the annadan, he is closing the door. That is what this sound. So immediately Lakshmi Devi told, Acha, such a rich person he is. I want to see that person. Call him. I want to see that. So immediately Kanchipurna went to Kuram and told that Mahalakshmi of Kanchipuram, she wanted to see you. That she wanted to see you. Such a rich person. You are giving anadan in a golden plate and all. Then when Kuresh heard this, he thought, Are, Lord, the Mahalakshmi and Varadaraj, they are not thinking me as a servant of the servant of the devotees. They are considering me as a rich person. I don't want such a rich. Thinking in this way, he gave all his wealth to the Vaishnavas. He distributed to the Brahmanas everything, and Kuresha and his wife. His wife's name also Andal. Actually, there is another one. Andal is a Alvar. Just like we name our child as Radha. No, that Radharani is different. Our child Radharani is different. So like that, the Kuresha's wife's name is also Andal. So both of them given up everything, and they came to Srirangam. So while coming time, his wife, he was carrying a golden vessel to drink water and sometime to feed her husband. No, so they were coming in the middle of the forest way. So the Andal asked to Kuresh. Kuresh, is there anything to afraid? Because so thick forest, in those days no street lights, nothing, no, very dark forest. And she told, Kuresh told, if you have anything valuable with you, then you have to fear. If you don't have anything, you are free. You can go happily. So you have anything? Kuresh asked to his wife. She told, yes, I have one golden vessel. Oh, that's why you have this fear. Give it to me. He just took it and threw it away in the forest. Now we are free. We can go happily. Then they came to Srirangam. Then they came and surrendered to Sripad Ramanujacharya. And that house is there. Maybe tomorrow we'll see that house of Kuresh. Then Kuresha used to do madhukari. Every day you go house to house and get some madhukari. And you just offer to the deities. And he will just living a very simple life. Just completely depending on Ranganath. And he will just chant or read some scriptures. Just fully engaged in the devotional service. So he's very dear to Ramanujacharya also. So one day what happened? Kuresha is very old actually. Kuresha is older than Ramanujacharya. Although he's disciple of Ramanuja, he's older than Ramanujacharya. One day he was just engaged in reading and chanting. He forgot about his food. He didn't took any madhukari or anything. So then one day, it went so late at night, so he forgot about his food. So at that time, he just offered some water to the Saligram, and he just went to sleep. So after that, the Kuresha's wife, so she is also about to sleep. At that time, in the Ranganaji's temple, the offering was going on. So offering time, Shayanarthi time, they will ring the bell. There is a big bell, you seen that? Out when you come out the temple, there is a big bell is there. They will ring this bell. Of course, nowadays they are not ringing that. So while ringing that bell, this sound came to Kuresha's house. So Kuresha's wife, Andal, thought, Are Ranganaji, when your devotee is fasting here, you are feasting there. She just thought in her mind, you are feasting, you are having nice feast, but your devotee is fasting here. When she just thought like that, the Ranganaji is the Paramatma situated in everyone's heart, no? So he told the Pujaris, Oh Pujaris, take all the my Shayanarthi Prasada, whatever is there, everything you take to Kuresha's house. Ranganaji ordered to the Pujaris. So immediately the elephant came on the top of the elephant and all the Prasad, no, sweet rice, dosas, and there is a special Prasad called Aravana. In the night time only you'll get. If you go around 9:30, 10 o'clock, there's a very sweet rice, special sweet rice, which they offer to Ranganath. It will come at night, 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. Aravana it's called as. So all this Prasad came to Kuresha's house. So Kuresha was sleeping, no? Some the in front of the house, some dung, dung, the music sound and all coming. So Kuresha opened the door, he was saying, direct Prasad. Then the Pujari told, Lord Ranganaji told us to send this Prasad, he gave this Prasad to you, please accept this. So Kuresha and his wife offered his obeisance to the Prasad. Krishna's Prasad and Krishna's not different, no? So they offered the obeisance to the Prasad. And those days the temple was managed by the prasadam and there is not so much income in the temple. So Kuresh told, no, you just tell the prasad, we'll take only few. He took just two balls from the prasad, two little bit. No? Then the pujaris, everybody went. Then Kuresha asked to his wife, Hey Andal, did you ask anything to Ranganath? Kuresha asked. So she told, actually I didn't ask anything. But I just thought in my mind, your devotee is fasting and you are feasting. I just thought like that. So Kuresh immediately chastised his wife. We are here to serve the Lord. We should not accept service from the Lord. Jivera Sarubhai Nitya Krishna Radasa. Our duty is to serve the Lord always. So Kuresh chastised his wife. Then after that, they both of them, they accepted that prasad. So after eating that prasad, the Kuresha's wife became pregnant. So that was the desire of Ramanujacharya to make two acharyas, no, Parashara and Vedavasa. So it got fulfilled by the Ranganath's prasad. In that old age, Kuresha's wife became pregnant. So Ramanujacharya knows this. So Ramanujacharya, as is normally sannyasis, they don't discuss about the wife's pregnant, all these things, no. But Ramanujacharya every day will ask his disciple whether Kuresha's wife delivered children. Every day will ask whether Kuresha's wife delivered, Kuresha's wife delivered. Every day used to ask, even though he's a sannyasi. So one day, this Ramanujacharya heard, yes, Kuresha's wife gave birth to two children, twins, Parashara and Vedavyasa. Ramanujacharya, he just ran away from his ashram to Kuresha's house and he took the sons and kept him and embraced and kissed on the head of that both children. And Ramanujacharya considered these two children are directly appeared from the spiritual world and they are the sons of Lord Ranganathji itself. So inside the temple, that golden pillar we said, no? There they used to tie the cradle and they used to, Ranganathji used to consider them as own children. So this Parashara, from the childhood, he was very intelligent. One day, he was just playing in the street of the Srirangam. So he was playing in the sand, no? Sand he was playing. So one big pandit came, his name was Sarvajna. Sarvajna means the knower of everything. He has his Digvijay Patra in the front and so many horses and elephants in a palanquin. So many brahmanas were chanting mantras for him. So you just, wherever you go, he will defeat any big, big scholar and that person has to serve him as a slave. Like that very big pandit. So he is keeping that title as a Sarvajna, the knower of everything. Any question you ask, he have answer. Such a kind of pandit. So he was coming in the street of, just in front of the house of Kuresh. So this Parashara, he was only 5 years old. He was playing there. He thought, "Arey, this person is keeping a title at Parashara, Sarvajna. Here is the great Ramanujacharya is there. So many great, great personalities are there in Srirangam. And this person is keeping a title as Sarvajna. So okay, I will ask a question." This small 5 years old boy. So when this pandit came in front of his house, he stopped. He told, "I have a question." Then he said, "What is your question?" The Sarvajna asked him. He took one full hand of sand and told, "Can you tell me how much particle of dust is there in this sand? You are a Sarvajna, you are the knower of everything. So please tell how much particles of sand is there in this." He was just blinking what to answer. In his lifetime, nobody asked such a question. So he said, he was speechless. Then this small boy Parashara asked, "Arey, you don't know this? Why can't you tell one handful of particle that? Why can't you tell it's one handful of particles like that?" So he was completely defeated, that Parasarvajna. He broken his patra and he fell at the feet of Parashara. So he then left to the forest. So such a intelligence he had from the childhood. One day, the Lakshmi Devi's offering was going on in the Ranganathji's temple. So this small child, Parashara, he just took one adira. He was a very small baby that time. He just took one sweet and ate it off. Then the pujari told, "This baby spoiled all the offering. So we will make a new offering." They made a new offering and they offered to Lakshmi Devi. Then Lakshmi Devi told, "I want which eaten by my child. I want that only." Because she is so dear to Parashara, Parashara, Lakshmi Devi. So that's what we told, no? The how Parashara Rishi always saying, my mother, like that. So another day, Lakshmi Devi and Ranganathji were sitting together. I told, no, that Eganda, after that festival, Lakshmi and Ranganathji will be sitting together. So suddenly this Parashara went inside and Ranganathji was like very serious. He just looked at the face, then Parashara just came out. "Oh, Lord is very serious." So he just came out. Then Ranganathji called, "Hey Parashara, come inside. So what you are thinking when you are going out? What you are thinking when you are coming inside?" So he said, "My mother and father were inside. So when you are going out, what you are thinking?" Ranganathji said, "I thought there is Ranganathji and Mahalakshmi was there." Then Ranganathji said, "Always you think that your mother and father are here. Don't think as Ranganathji and Mahalakshmi. Consider as mother and father," Ranganathji told to this Parashara. So later Parashara, he became an acharya of the Sri Sampradaya. So then he was so humble. Always, no, Vaishnavas, they think about themselves as very low. So one day, he was going to the Ranganathji's temple. They were cleaning the whole temple. They were washing the whole temple. Then they asked, why you are cleaning the temple? Then they said, "One dog entered to the temple. That's why we are cleaning the temple." Then Parashara said, I am a person who is very lower than the dog, then how many times you have to clean the temple? Within his heart, he is so humble. He was thinking like that. So another day, he was taking the darshan of Ranganath. So he was saying, oh Ranganath, I am the very low class person, I am very fallen like that. So behind him, one person was very envious of Parashara. He was an acharya at that time. So that person was saying, Satyam, Satyam. He was saying, oh Lord, I am very fallen. That person, Satyam, Satyam. What he is saying is true, true. Like that. So he was like, no, all the time he was irritating Parashara. Then after every prayers is over, Parashara told, oh, what a great person you are. You are showing so much compassion upon me. You are showing all my fault, saying that he just fall at his feet, Parashara. Then that person understood his mistake and he became a disciple of Parashara Bhatta. So like that, another time, once Parashara Bhatta, he heard a story, that in that story they were telling, there was a hunter, he was going to shoot an arrow to a rabbit. He was in a hunting, he seen a rabbit, he was about to shoot an arrow to a rabbit. At the time, the rabbit came near to his feet and he was just circling around the feet of this hunter. So immediately the hunter's mind changed. Aray, this rabbit is taking shelter of me, how can I kill this rabbit? He just put the arrow and bow and he didn't kill that rabbit. So just this much Parashara but heard, so nothing happened to us. But the same story when Parashara heard, he just fainted there. You know why he fainted? After that he wake up, they asked, why you fainted? Just hearing this, the hunter didn't do anything to Parashara, why you fainted? Then Parashara but told, actually the hunter, his job is to kill the animals. He took a vow of killing the animals. Such a cruel hunter, when the rabbit surrendered to his feet, his mind changed. He decided to protect that rabbit. He just didn't kill, he just gave shelter to the rabbit. So such a way, the Supreme Lord Krishna, he took a vow of surrender, sarvadharman paritejana. Anyone surrendered to him, he took a vow of protecting the devotees. When a devotee, conditioned soul, when he surrendered to Krishna, how he will protect? Thinking of that, I just fainted. He said, Sri Parashara Bhatta ki jai. So now we covered only that two golden pillars of the Ranganathji temple. So once you come out from the golden pillar, there you see black 24 pillars. You'll get Charanamrita there. After Darshan, you'll get Charanamrita there. There you can see the 24 pillars. That is called as Gayatri Mandap. Gayatri Mandap means the Gayatri, there is 24 letters. So each letter represents one pillar. So 24 pillars are there. It is said, if you chant one time Krishna there, Krishna or Hare Krishna Mantra, anything, it is multiplied into 10,000 times. Therefore, generally devotees, they don't speak there, they just chant as much as possible in the Gayatri Mandap. They used to chant there. After the Gayatri Mandap, if you come out, then you can see the Jai and Vijay. Jai and Vijay Sena. There, that mandap is called as Chandan Mandap. Chandan Mandap. There is a small mandap, it's called Chandan Mandap. There, the Lord will have his Abhishek. Sometimes the devotees will dance for the Lord there. There only you can see the elephant, morning the elephant, in order to wake up the Lord, the elephant will come. So it is said, the Lord Krishna, he will dance in Vrindavan, he will eat in Jagannath Puri, he will sleep in Srirangam, he will do business in Tirupati, shaving and collecting. So he will sleep in Srirangam. So therefore, the early morning darshan, it's called as Vishwarup Darshan. So all the deities of the universe, everybody will come to Srirangam to sleep. So after when we wake up from here, from there, they will go to Jagannath, they will go to Jagannath Puri, Dwaraka, they will go to Dwaraka, Balaji will go to Tirupati. So that is the belief here. So that's why that darshan is called as Vishwarup Darshan, early morning darshan. So that darshan, the elephant will come there and the horse will come. Morning we told, no, that story. So that happened in the Chandan Mandap. In the Chandan Mandap, one day, that one devotee called Varavaramuni. Varavaramuni means he is the reincarnation of Ramanujacharya. When Ramanujacharya left the planet, we said, no, Ranganathji was crying. So after some years after, Ramanujacharya again reappeared as Varavaramuni. Repeat it, please. Varavaramuni. So this Varavaramuni, he was very expert in giving class, and he also same the mood of Ramanujacharya only. So Ranganathji loves him so much. So one day Ranganathji told him, Hey Varavaramuni, I want to hear the lecture from you. Ranganathji told. He said, my dear Lord, how it is possible I could give lecture to the Lord, Supreme Lord. Normally we feel very shy to speak something in front of senior devotee. Imagine how to speak in front of the Lord himself. So the Lord said, I want to hear the glorious of the Alvar's, no? Alvar's songs. It's called Divya Prabandham. You know the Divya Prabandham? Actually, Divya Prabandham means there are the 4,000 songs written by the Alvars. So it is like four Vedas. Four Vedas in the Tamil form. In Tamil, it's called Divya Prabandham. So these Divya Prabandham are filled with nectar of love. It is not just simply the dry slogans. It is full of melted with prema. So much prema is there in the Divya Prabandha. Every, some Vatsalya Rasa, Madhurya Rasa, all the rasas are there in this Divya Prabandha. So these songs are very, very dear to the Lord. I will tell you a small story that how it is dear to the Lord. So there was one Brahmin was there. So in Sri Sampradaya, do you know when they initiate, while the initiation they call as Panja Samskara. Panja Samskara means, even we do the Panja Samskara in ISKCON. That's called, we are accepting the Tilak, we accept the name as a Dasa, and Taba, Poundra, like that. Five things are there. So among that, one thing in Sri Sampradaya they do is, while initiation, they have a small conch and a disc, small iron one. They'll put it in the fire, they'll hot it, and they'll put a stamp here. You know that? It is there in the North India also. So in Sri Sampradaya, if you watch some Sri Vaishnavas, you can see some Sangh and Chakra mark will be there. But nowadays, they're not doing it very strongly. They just namesake, they keep it and take. So you can't see so much mark. But some of the Vaishnavas, you can see that mark will be there in the shoulder. That's the initiation. They'll put it in the fire and they'll just, like we are committing so many sins now, we are repenting for our sins. Taba, like that's called initiation. That's Sangha Chakra, they'll apply it. So, where I was? I was telling about this. Divya Prabandham. So while the initiation time, they also give a small deity to worship. So this one very small deity, because Sri Sampradaya, there is a system, according to the size of the deity, we have to offer the food. So if you see big deities, they have to offer in big vessels. Big, no, this much pulihora, this much appam, laddus, no, big, according to the size of deities. But the deity is very small, just one grapes is enough or two grapes is enough. So, it will not be very difficult, no. So, therefore, they gave every disciple, they will give a small size of deity. They used to keep this deity in a box, wherever they travel, they used to offer this before, after the bath, no, they will abhishek and they do this too. Easily they could worship the deity. So, this person, he used to chant always this Divya Prabandham, but he never follow any rules and regulation, anything. He's just all the time eating pan. So he will keep in a box. You know the people, old people, they used to keep a box and that the pan leaves, no? What do you call in Marathi, Telugu, Hindi? Pan, no? Pan. Pan, supari, all these things, no? With that he keep the DT also. In the pan box only. So you now and then he will chew the pan. So with will be talking, suddenly put the DT in the mouth. Chew it nicely. Oh, DT is there. Again, he'll keep in the box. Again, he'll wipe it and keep. Again, he'll put in the mouth. Again, he'll keep. So, this is the way. You don't do any abhishek or shota sobuchar or anything. So, one person was watching this. Hare, what kind of person you are? This is the Supreme Lord in the DT form. You are putting in your mouth and your saliva and you are keeping in the box. You are keeping the DT with the pan. This is the way of your worshipping. Give to me. I will worship him nicely. Saying this, this devotee took the This person, another Brahmana, he took the DT from him. He took to his house. He did very nicely abhishek with milk, cow dung, everything. And he was offering all this bhoga. And he went to sleep. So the Lord came in his dream and told, Hare, why you taken away from him? I was enjoying in his mouth very nicely. Because with this mouth he is chanting the Divya Prabandha, the songs of the Halvar. So I am enjoying that. Why you taken away from me? Please give to him back. So that means, the mouth which chanting the Divya Prabandha, the Lord liked so much. The Divya Prabandha means the Lord's heart and soul. So this devotee again next day morning he went and gave back the deity to that Brahmana. This is the only example how much the Lord loves the Divya Prabandham. So among this Divya Prabandham, there was one particular song called as Thiruvai Mozhi. So this Thiruvai Mozhi, the Ranganathji want to hear from this Varavaramuni, who is the incarnation of Ramanujacharya. So, in a particular day, in an auspicious muhurta, they fixed the Varavaramuni used to speak in front of the Ranganaji. The small deity Namparumal used to come and sit in a mandap, and this devotee used to speak one full year everyday class. So the pujaris told, "My dear Lord, this Srirangam is Bhoga Mandap, so you cannot stop any festival because all the time festivals are there." So Ranganaji told, "No, no, no, this time I don't want any festival. I just only want to hear the katha." So Ranganaji heard for one full year katha, and the last day he was about to end the katha. At that time, Ranganaji appeared as a very beautiful, cute boy. And this, he appeared in front of this Acharya, Varavaramuni. Varavaramuni asked, "Are, who are you?" He said, "My name is Aranganayaka, means Ranganath. I am Ranganath." "Oh, Acha, where you are from?" "I am from here only." Then, say, then he said, he just offered his obeisance to Varavaramuni and he recited one sloga. That is, "Sri Shailesha Dayapatram Deepaktyadi Gunarnavam Edindra Pravanam Vande Ramyaja Madaram Munim." This Ramyaja Madaram Muni is the Varavaramuni only. Alagiya Manavalan, very means a beautiful person. Is Ranganath. That same name is the Varavaramuni's name. And Sri Shailesha Dayapatram. Sri Shailesha means there is a devotee in Tirupati. His name is Sri Shaila Purna. Sri Shailesha Dayapatram. Dayapatram means Ramanujacharya went to Tirupati and he studied Ramayana from Sri Shailapurna. That Sripad Ramanacharya again appeared as the Varavaramuni. For him, "I am becoming a disciple," saying this Lord became a disciple of this Varavaramuni. So then the Lord told, "Now I am becoming a disciple. So from today onwards, all the Divyadesham, all the Sri Vaishnavas, everybody should chant this mantra." Lord gave this mantra. So even now, any Sri Vaishnavas, if they want to begin their prayers, first they chant this mantra, Sri Shailesha Dayapatram, then only they will begin this mantra. So this mantra is written in Hindi, in Sanskrit, in the wall, you can see that. That you can see in the Chandan Mandap. So we just see in the Chandan Mandap. Then again we are coming out towards the left side. The Jai Vijay is there, we will come out to the left side, no? So that corner steps are there, we will get down to the steps. And the steps, that corner, there used to be a DT of Kanchi Varadaraj and Ramanujacharya. Now, while the renovation time, they removed all these carvings, all these things they removed. Actually, there used to be a DT of Varadaraj and Ramanujacharya. Actually, Ramanujacharya used to sit there, and every time the offering will go, he will check, Ranganath's offering, everything is all right or not. And when the prasad will come, he will check whether Ranganaji ate something or not. So much love, no? He will sit there and he will look after everything. So one day he was sitting like that, and he was meditating on the Varadaraj. At that time, he was feeling the separation from Varadaraj. At that time, Varadaraj appeared in a Garuda and gave him darshan at that place. Therefore, the local devotees, when they come out, they will just touch that place and keep in the head. So nowadays, that mark is also there removed. So just that is that place actually. Just opposite to that step. The step we come down now. On the left side, Ramanacharya said, and the right side, you can see a small piece of marble. Very small place. Just the gate will be there. The gate will be there. If you, anytime you go, you just notice that. When you're coming out from the Jai Vijay, that left side, we turn to left side. And the corner, a small piece of white mark. That place, what happened, you know? There was a devotee called as Nampillai. Please repeat it. Nampillai. So this Nampillai devotee, he used to give Bhagavad Katha. Means the songs of the Alvars, not the Bhagavad, the Alvar song. That means Bhagavad only. So when he speaks so sweetly katha, no people goes for darshan. Everybody used to sit in the class and everybody will listen to the class. Nobody going for Ranganaji darshan. Every day it's happening. So Ranganaji thought, "Are, everyone is going for darshan. Let me go and hear the katha." So thinking this, the Lord wake up from the Adishesh and he came out. And those days, no, there is no electricity. So the people used to hold lamps. Even now the system is there. Whenever Ranganaji comes out, they used to hammer, the stick will be there. And the top, there will be lamps. So this one person was holding a lamp. And he was standing there on the Chandan Mandap. And the devotee was giving lecture on the downstairs. There is four pillar mandap is there. Just there is a top, there is a bell will be there. Under that pillar, you can see the four pillar mandap. So among that one particular pillar, this Nampillai devotee used to lie down like this. And he used to give class. Used to speak and katha. So this Ranganaji came there and he seen this person was standing holding a lamp. Ranganaji kept his hand on his shoulder and he was also listening to the katha. So this devotee didn't see who is standing there. He was so absorbed in katha. After some time he turned his back and said, "You seen the beautiful person with Pitambara dhoti and nice lotus eyes. You seen Ranganath." And then he said, how you can come here? This is Kali Yuga, you cannot come out like this. Go, go, go and sleep again. So, this person's name was Thiruvilakku Pichan in Tamil. But there will be some Sanskrit name will be there. I don't know actually. So this Thiruvilakku Pichan, he told to Ranganath, please go and sleep. This Kali Yuga, you cannot come out like this. It's very dangerous. Go. So while he said that, the Nampillai was giving the class. No, he just absorbed to the, he just seen the Lord. He was feeling very shy to speak in front of the Lord. At that time what happened, you know, that pillar, he was lying down, no? That pillar, the stone pillar, he was speaking so sweetly, the stone pillar got melted and it became like a pillow, like this very slop. The straight pillar, it became like this. So next time if you go to that place, you can see the four pillars. One pillar will be little bit like this. So in front of that, they put some rangoli there. So even now, all the Sri Vaishnavas, when they go to temple, they will just touch that pillar and they will offer obeisance to that pillar at that side. So that place is called Nampillai's pillar. You please remember that if possible. Then after that, after the pillar, the bell, no, that mandap, there is one mandap. Just when you come out from the Chandan mandap, the opposite you can see a higher platform. There used to have a cage. You know, sometimes we seen some parrot and all, they'll keep in a cage, no? Some cage, what do you call? Panjara. Ek panjara udar tha, ek panjara was there. And nowadays they removed that also. So many pastimes, no, slowly it's got covering. It was disappearing. So previously, just 2 years back it was there. Up to 2 years it was there. Actually that mandap is called as Kili mandapam. Kili means tata, parrot. So why it is called as Kili mandapam? So that pastime he will tell you. So actually, in a year, every year, in the month of September and October, Tulamas, you know, all the 66 crores Tirthas of the planet, from not only from this planet, from the Sorgaloga and different planets, all the Tirthas will come to Kaveri River. So that time, the Ranganaji water for Abhishek, no, they will take the water in a golden pot. The elephant will go to the Kaveri. Every day, Ranganaji's elephant go to the North Kaveri. But this particular time, this 1 month, the elephant, all the music instruments, they will go to the South Kaveri and they will take water from that Kaveri and they do Abhishek and everything for the Lord. So at that time, what happened? Once all the rivers, Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, everybody came to Kaveri. So once Kaveri is talking with Yamuna River. So Yamuna said, "Oh Kaveri, do you know what are the beautiful pastimes Krishna performed in Vrindavan? Sometime among all the pastimes, I could not forget the Kaliamardhan Leela. Because that Kaliamardhan Leela happened in the Yamuna River, you know. That was the ecstasy. Yamuna was ecstasily, she was telling about Krishna's Vrindavan pastime. So Kali Yamuna was saying, Krishna was dancing on the Kaliya's head. So generally, we find sometimes the stage will be very straight to dance and all. But when Kaliya Krishna dancing on the Kaliya, it is not a straight platform. One head here and another head is here. Yes, just jumping one after another head. Yes, jumping and dancing. Same time his eyes was moving like this. His body, different shapes he's showing. His dance, Yamuna was glorifying about Krishna's wonderful pastime in Vrindavan. So Kaveri got, I want to see that pastime. She was so much filled in love with Krishna. So Kaveri went to Ranganath and told Ranganath, I want to see that Kaliamardhan pastime. So Ranganaji said, okay, no problem. I will show you the Kaliamardhan pastime. So the small deity, Namparmal, told, I will do the Kaliamardhan. But where is the Kaliya? Kaliya where? Then the Adishesh told, don't worry, I will become Kaliya. So the Adishesh became Kaliya and Ranganaji became beautiful Krishna. He is anyways Krishna. So he did the Kaliamardhan Leela in the Kaveri River. The same pastime what happened in Vrindavan, same thing Ranganaji showed to Kaveri River. So Kaveri is watching at the beauty of Ranganath. She went to an ecstasy. So she wanted to do an Abhishek for the whole Srirangam and also for Ranganath. So Kaveri, when water came up and did Abhishek to the whole Srirangam, and the whole Srirangam was under the water for 1 lakh years. 1 lakh years. So whole thing was covered. Later the water went, the whole thing was covered by the sand of Kaveri water. Then nobody knows about where is Srirangam. It became a forest. Nobody knows about Srirangam. Nobody knows where is Ranganaji or anything. So at that time, one Chola king came for a hunting, or by the arrangement of the Lord, he came to this place. That time on a divine parrot in a tree, that parrot was chanted on sloga, Kaveri Virajaseyam Vaigundam Rangamandiram Vasudevo Rangesha Pratyaksham Paramam Padam. Saying this, the parrot told that the supreme abode of Vaigunda, which was the river is Kaveri, is Viraja River, that abode is under the sand. Please dig it and find out. So this king, he was dig out, then he find out the Ranganaji Viman and the whole thing was under the earth. So then again they established and he constructed that mandap. No? So because of that parrot reminded him, no? So he put a parrot in a panchira. So he named after Tamil, Kili means parrot. So on the name of that Kili, no? The parrot, the mandap is known as Parrot Mandapam, Kili Mandapam. So that is there, even now you can see that parrot mandapam. Now the panjira is removed. But in the video we have that old picture of that parrot. We have that picture. So after that, so we do a parikram there. So there on the right side we will see a statue of a king and his wife and his son and like that. Actually it was a king. Actually today morning there was a festival. I think some of the devotees seen that festival. The Lord climbing the steps. While the Lord climb, they will shower flower and camphor over the Lord. It's called Karpura Padiyatra Sevai. To see that festival, this king came from long distance. So by the time the king arrived here, Ranganaji already entered into the temple. So the king told, I am a king. I would like to see once more. Please show that once more that festival for me. So Pujari is told, Brahmadi Raje, Garudadi Raje, Vaigunda Raje, Suraraja Raje. O king, you are an ordinary king. But Ranganaji is the king of Brahma and demigods. He is the king of all kings. Therefore, he cannot come for you. If you want to see the festival, you stay here. For full 1 year, you stay here. And next year, when the Lord comes out, you see the festival. So the king was so humble. He just stayed there for one full year. He did lot of golden dresses for the Lord. He made lot of golden vessels. So many things, service he did for the Lord. So Ranganaji was very pleased. So Ranganaji told, "Where from next year onwards, whenever I come, I'll give you my first darshan to you only." So they kept his statue and the place where the Ranganaji comes out. That is on the western side of the second enclosure. So Ranganaji temple, they have seven enclosures. The first enclosure is called as Dharma Varma enclosure. Second is called as Raja Mahendra enclosure. And the third one was constructed by King Kulasekar Alvar. You all know about Kulasekar, no? The Prabhupada often quotes a slogan, Prana Prayana Samaye Kapavada Pitto. That Mugundamala prayers, no? It was spoken by King Kulasekara. So he left everything and he came to Srirangam. He did lot of service to Lord Ranganath. So his seva we can see in the third enclosure. Third enclosure means you can see the Garudastam, no? Golden Garudastamba. From the now we'll do a parikram in the third enclosure. So third enclosure, there only the devotees will offer our obeisance there. Then you do a parikram. So after from the Garudastamba, if you turn left side, you go in the corner, there will be two pillars. In the two pillars, one pillar if you see, you can see a statue of Chitragupta. And the other pillar, on the other side, behind, there is a sculpture of Yamaraj and Chitragupta. So anyone comes to Srirangam, have darshan of Ranganaji, they don't have to see the hell. Naraglok nahi janaye. They don't have to see the hell. Because Chitragupta, when the devotee comes, no, he will take the record. There is a book called Agrasanidhi. He will take the record and tell, oh, this person, he committed, he killed this many mosquitoes, he killed this many, he eats so many meat, chicken, all these things, no? The record he will take. And Yamaraj will say, "Are, what is that? Once he have the darshan of Ranganath, forget about this, throw it off." He cut his paper, throw it. He will take the record and throw it off. So sometimes, Chitragupta may forget to keep that, forget to tear it off from the book. So then again, therefore, there is four sakshis there, on the other side. So before going to the Sakshi, if you go to that western side, means we just from the Dwajastamba we went and turned to left side, then we are walking towards the straight narrow path. On that corner, there are four pillar mandap, just a little bit you have to turn right side. On that pillar, you can see all the devotees will be doing obeisance in between the four pillar mandap. It is said that morning we were telling, no, that Viraja River, So Vaikundadwar, no? Before entering to the Vaikundadwar, there is a Viraja river is there. So it is the belief that Viraja river is flowing on that area. Pure devotees can hear the voice of Viraja. So generally all the devotees, they would do obeisance and they will try to listen the sound of Viraja river. So you may try, some of you can hear the voice of Viraja. I never heard any time. So after the Viraja river, if you cross little bit, you can see the Dwar, Vaikundadwar of the Lord. Vaikundadwar from inside. Today we seen from the outside. So now we can see from the inside. Then again if you cross little bit, then you will turn to the eastern side. And the eastern side on the wall, there is a, we cannot identify very clearly, but there is a small sculpture of Krishna and Hanumanji and a horse and a fish. Oh, you seen this video, I think, right? Oh, these are the witness, Sakshi, about our Sriranga Yatra. They say, Sri Vaishnavas, they say, if you go to Vaikunda, they will ask, did you visit Srirangam first? Yes, then Vaikunda. Otherwise, no Vaikunda. So why then we'll get a doubt? Why Krishna is a Sakshi? You will get a doubt, right? So Krishna is there. Then they say the meaning. There is a blind fish and a lame horse and a Hanumanji and Krishna. So when we ask to some devotees, they said that the blind fish is our senses, you know. When somebody want to catch a fish, they'll put a hook. And then they'll keep some insect and they'll put in the hook. The fish, with the eyes, you'll get attracted to eat the fish, eat the prey. You went and eat that and you'll get stuck up and you'll get died. So with the sense objects, they're so dangerous sometimes, no? So with the sense objects, no, that they will just finish it off. So with such items, we should be like blind. If that fish is blind, that will not get affected by caught in the hook. So we should be like that, blind fish to the sense objects. And another one is the lame horse. Lame horse means our senses are like horses running, always running here and there, no? So if the horse's legs are broken, it cannot run. So after having darshan of the Ranganath, we should also control our senses, same time. And also along with that, next is Hanumanji. We should have the service attitude like Hanumanji. As a humble servant, we should always try to be a servant of the servant of the servant. Like Hanumanji, we should have the dasya, the attitude of service. If you have these three, then the fourth one is dancing Krishna. So Krishna will dance in our heart. So this is the significance of that four Sakshi and that eastern wall. So after that, you can see that big kitchen where they cook for the Lord. And after that, again, there is a two wells. One well is for the storing ghee. And another one well is for storing milk. That and all there. So now we go to the next enclosure. Now we will continue with some pastimes of Ranganaji, how we talk with different devotees. So generally, whenever Ranganaji goes out, no, when they will come in the palakin, so any devotee, if you go and pray something, he will not just neglect and go. He will just listen to the prayers and he will stand for a few minutes and he will listen to the prayers, then only he will move. He will particularly listen to each and every one of their prayers. He will very quickly reciprocate. Ranganaji, you try. You just go to the Namparamal and pray anything. 100% you will feel that it will happen. So until now we prayed so many things. Every time it has happened. So there is nothing failure in the Ranganaji. We can see it is. Because the Lord kept so much bliss in Srirangam. Just go inside the temple. You will forget about all our anxieties. And we will be in a different world. And once you come to Srirangam, now you cannot forget it in your whole life. Same experience when we came to Srirangam first, now when we are in Tirupati, we came to the first time. So even now we cannot forget that experience. How? Because Ranganaji treats everyone like this. He takes care of everyone like this. So one day, Ranganaji was going in a palakin in the road. So one devotee, he was very nice devotee from a very far distance. He used to come for the festival and he used to watch all the festival. He used to hear all the kathas of the Lord. And after that, he go back to his house. Then he will meditate on that. So one lecture, Adesham Prabhu was saying, the real Bhagavatam means it begins from when we, after the hearing the katha, when we go back now, then we have to meditate on that. So like that, this devotee, he will see all the festival, how Lord is walking, how meditate on the Lord very nicely. Then you go to his house, just like the cows, no? When Haribari will eat everything, then he'll sit down in a place and chew it very nicely. So like that, this devotee to meditate on the Lord, how we walking this way, how we talking to the devotees, everything he will meditate on the Lord. So Lord, when we think about the Lord, Lord also thinking, will be thinking about us so much. So Ranganathji, generally, you know, any devotee is visiting every day. One day if the devotee didn't came, Ranganathji will be in anxiety. What happened to that devotee? He will ask to the Sri Devi and Bhudevi, why that devotee didn't came, whether he's sick or what. Sometimes there are some pastimes how Ranganathji went to the devotee's house when the devotees are sick to take care of them. So much care is there for the Ranganathji. So this person, he never miss any festival. Whenever festival is there, he will come. For main festival, Brahmotsav, 4 Brahmotsavas are there. So main festival, he will come. So 1 year what happened, he became so old, he could not come for the festival. The festival means every festival will be there, 10 days festival will be there. Means Brahmotsava means the morning time, Lord will come on a swan, Hamsa, Vahana. Like a big silver Hamsa will be there. They'll keep the Lord. You may see in the video, the Lord is coming on the lion, Lord is coming on the elephant. Something, you get some idea, no? So like that morning he will come in a Vahana and he will sit in one place. And the evening he will come in another Vahana. Like that, the 10 days festival will be there. So first day he could not come. Second day he could not come. Third day he could, because he was very old, he could not walk. So with great struggle he came to the festival. Third day. So when the Ranganathji was walking in a palanquin, this devotee was in a corner, he was watching to him. So Ranganathji suddenly stopped at him. Because Ranganathji, he was watching. Although there is thousands of people, if you go to the Ranganathji darshan, when the Lord comes out, there may be 100 millions of people. Everybody will feel the Lord is looking to us. Everybody will get a special attraction. Just like Krishna when he is eating prasad in Vrindavan, so many the Gopabalas will be sitting. Everybody could feel Krishna is sitting with him. Just like that, Ranganathji also when he comes out, everybody at least 1 second will get a very good darshan. He will look at us. So Ranganathji looking at everywhere for this devotee. He didn't came for 2 days. No, he was worried about him. Where what happened? Suddenly he seen this devotee. So Ranganathji went. The palanquin only. He went there and he stopped there. And he asked, "Are you don't know when the festival starts? Why you didn't came for 2 days? You don't know when the festival begins." With order, not like king only is. Asking, if 2 days over, you could not come. He said, "My dear Lord, now I am became very old. I could not come like my young age as I could not come." "Acha? Okay, don't worry. You come to me. You come back to me. You come back to me. Okay, don't worry. You come back to me." Saying this, the Lord just moved. This devotee just left their body. He just fell down there, left the body and directly went to Vaikuntha. Sri Ranganath ki jai. His name is Idayattur Nambi. This devotee's name is Idayattur Nambi. His devotee. Like that, Idayattur Nambi. So like that, another day, another one devotee, his name is Thyagaraja Swami. So, you know, sometime M.S. Subbalakshmi songs, you can see Thyagaraj. Thyagaraj is a very great devotee. Actually, South India, we know him as Valmiki Rishi. Valmiki Rishi wrote Ramayana in Sanskrit so that everybody cannot understand. So in order to give it in a local language, in Telugu, generally in Telugu, so he wrote all the Ramayana in a songs form. Very beautiful song. If you hear songs now, you will just melt. Such a beautiful words he used, such a nice tunes he created. If anybody want to learn the Carnatic Sangeet, you have to learn through the Thyagaraja Swami's system only. It's a very dear to Ram. One song I will try to sing a little bit. There is one song. Vandanamu Raghunandana Sedu Bandana Bhakta Chandana Rama. Like that, very sweet songs. The words will be very nice. Everything will be very nice. So this devotee, he came to Srirangam to take darshan of Ranganathji. He was very old age. So he came, although he reached here, he could not go near to the Ranganathji. The festival was going on. So Lord is in a procession. He just staying in a corner of a house. He was just crying, "Ranga, I could not see you. What will I do? I could not see you." The Ranganathji could hear that. Ranganathji told the palanquin and told the pujaris, "My devotee is Thyagaraja Swami. He is sitting in a certain building. You go and bring him here. I want to see him." So immediately all the pujaris went and they brought Thyagaraja Swami in a palanquin to the Ranganath. So Thyagaraja Swami seen the beautiful form of Ranganath and he just immediately sang 5 songs just in front of the Ranganathji. That is, "Oh Rangashayi," he starts with like that. He sang that 5 song that is called as Pancharatna Kirtana for Sri Ranganath. So even now for the Ranganaji night sleeping time, you know, they will sing these songs in a veena. You can see in the video, there is one clip is there, how they play veena instrument and sing the song for the Lord. So that Panjaratna, these five kirtans, Lord will listen almost one after days. No? Lord will listen. So that songs are written even on wall of Ranganaji's temple. Then so like that, the Ranganaji has unlimited pastime. Another one small pastime is Ranganaji during the festival time, no? He will go one festival. It will be very nice, Prabhuji, if you stay here, attend the festival, you know. We can walk with the Lord, we can see the Lord, the Brahmanas will be chanting, the horse, elephant, no? It will be very different mood it is. So in one particular festival, one night they will carry the Lord to 16 kilometer. Whole night will be walking. Even we have to cross the Kaveri River, you know, it will be very nice actually. So in that festival, actually what happened, you know, there used to be an old lady, she was a devotee, in the other side of the Kaveri River. And this lady, she had a grandson. The grandson name is Ranga. Ranga. So this grandson, one day he bought some spinach and gave to this lady and told her to cook this spinach. Spinach means, you know, saag. Saag. You know, he asked her to cook the saag. So this lady this old lady was cooking this saag. Meanwhile, this boy, he crossed the river and came to the Kaveri to shave his head. Those days, everybody used to shave the head because Vedic culture, no? So this boy came for shaving. Suddenly, what happened in the Kaveri River, full water came, flood came, so much water came. So this boy is in this side because now and then Kaveri Maya, she'll feel ecstasy. So she wants to do Abhishek to Ranganath. So water will come full Shirangam. So the flood came. So this boy is in this side. And that old lady was on the other side. She was in anxiety whether my grandson was died or Kaveri took away her. So she was crying, "Oh Ranga, Ranga," she was crying there. So what happened? Our Lord Ranganaji, he went there to the old lady's house in the form of the same, in the boy's form, no? Same as her grandson's form, Ranganaji went there. And that lady cooked the spinach and the old rice. So the village people eat the old rice, no? The yesterday's rice. They'll put water in that. And in the South India, they eat like that. So this lady offered this old rice and spinach to this Ranganath. So Ranganaji ate there. 3 days he stayed with the old lady, doing all the service there. And the third day, the water came down. Then this boy went there. Ranganaji came here. So to remind that pastime, even now, Ranganaji goes to that place, to that house. There, even now, they offer this spinach to Ranganath. They also distribute for all the devotees. These are like old pastimes. Now, I will tell you one more pastime, which has happened just 100 years back, 150 years back. You want to hear? So, there was a devotee. His name is Vengadatri Swami. Vengadatri Swami. His samadhi, maybe tomorrow we'll go because it is very near to Yamunacharya's Samadhi. So this devotee, he is from Andhra Pradesh. He is like a very simple devotee, Brahmachari. He just came to Kanchipuram to see the Lord Varadaraj's Garuda Seva. In Kanchipuram temple, the Garuda Seva is very famous. When the Lord comes on Garuda, no, it is very special to see. So there is nice pastime. There was also one devotee for Lord Varadaraj. His name is Doddacharya. Please repeat, Doddacharya. Doddacharya. This Doddacharya, he is also less like this Idayattur Nambi, you know. He is also come to Varadaraj and he will see the beauty of Varadaraj and he will say all the festival. He is from a very far village. He used to come for Varadaraj Garuda Seva. So once what happened in the festival, Garuda Seva started, this devotee could not go for the Garuda Seva festival. He was sitting in his village and he was looking towards the direction of Varadaraj and crying, "Oh Varada, I am unable to see your festival due to my old age. How unfortunate I am." He was crying. So meanwhile, in the Varadaraj temple, the Lord was going on a Garuda, no? Garuda Seva. They'll make a metal deity of Garuda. They'll place the Lord on the Garuda and they'll bring in a procession. So in North India, it is there like that. In South India, it's very famous. Any Garuda Seva means millions of people will come for the Garuda Seva. Especially that the Lord will come on a horse, Lord will come on an elephant. For that and all, no crowd. But Garuda Seva, there is no way to walk also. Such a crowd will come. So this devotee was lamenting, I am not able to see that Garuda Seva of the Lord. So meanwhile, what happened? The Lord was going in a Garuda, no? Suddenly Lord thought, let me go to his place and give darshan to him and come back. So he told the Garuda, oh Garuda, come on, let's go there. He said, Garuda said, Lord, we are in the deity form, how we can fly and go? The people are watching us, no? Garuda, Lord said, no problem, let them do whatever, I want to go there because my devotee is crying there, let's go. Garuda was upright because the devadas are demigods, no? They will never do anything outside. Because the demonic people, they will do everything very show, make very big show. The devadas, they will do everything, but they look like they are nothing, you know, very simple. They will do everything like a behind only. So Paroksha Priya they call. So Lord told Garuda, come on, let's go. Garuda was little shy, you know, how I can fly in front. There's a deity, no? Suddenly flying in front of the people, the people, what they will think. So he was just shy, you know. Varadara said, no, we have to go. Come on, let's go. Suddenly the people are carrying the palanquin. From the palanquin, the Lord and the Garuda went off. Flight and went to that place of where Doddacharya was crying, no? Doddacharya was crying there. Suddenly the Lord appeared there. Hey Doddacharya, here I am with Garuda. Take my darshan. So he was very pleased, Doddacharya, so happy. Then after some time he gave darshan, prasad, everything. Then suddenly, okay, now let's go back. From again they came from that place, and in front of all the people, suddenly the palanquin was empty. You know, suddenly the Lord came and sat on the palanquin. This happened in Kanchipuram. So even now in the Garuda Seva festival, when the procession will go, if to come to the one particular direction where the Doddacharya's house, they will cover the curtain for the Lord. And because the Lord can go wherever he wants to give darshan to the devotees now. So even now they cover curtain for 45 minutes, they cover curtain. And after that, looking towards that direction where the Doddacharya's place now, they will do aardi towards that direction. Because the Lord went there. So to see this Garuda Seva, this devotee called Venkatadri Swami, he came from Andhra Pradesh. So he was so happy to see the Varadaraj Garuda Seva. And he was, what he will do, all the time he will chant Krishna, Krishna, Rama, Rama. He will do all the time chanting and dancing. That's what his only job. He will tie anklets, no? That in leg they will tie, no? Dancing. They will tie anklets and chant Krishna, Krishna, like that, no? All the time he was chanting. So he was so attracted by the Varadaraj. He used to do nice flower garden for the Lord. Sometime he used to, all like low millennial service, very small sevas he used to do. So Varadaraj, so pleased with this Venkatadri Swami. One day Lord Varadaraj called. But he is a brahmachari, he doesn't have any single 1 rupee money also. He just do some madhukari, whatever prasad he got. He is a simple devotee. But Varadaraj was very much attracted with this devotee. So when the Lord attracted with devotee, he will give a different service to the devotee. So Lord told, oh Venkatadri, can you make me a diamond crown? Diamond crown, not normal crown, diamond crown. This devotee is brahmachari, doesn't have any single rupee with him. Lord told, I want a diamond crown. Then he said, my dear Lord, if it is your wish, then I will try. So he want to collect money to make, it is just 150 years back, this story. So this devotee thought, how I will collect money for diamond crown means, it's very costly, no? So he thought, okay, let me go in the public and keep on chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He will keep on chanting, then people will come and put money, 1 paise, 2 paise, like that, no? Until he get 10 rupees, he will not eat, he will not drink any water. Continuously he will do, every day this is his job, the way of collection, no? No life membership, no? So he was just collecting like this, every day he will collect 10 rupees, then he will eat some prasad. Otherwise sometimes, no, he will sit in the hot sun, and sun was very hot, he will not get 10 rupees, so he will not eat. Sometime he will faint in the sun. Just gir jayega. Faint. He will not eat. Full day he will not eat. Sometime 2 days he will not eat. 3 days he will not eat. Because when, until he get 10 rupees, then only he will eat. So he took a vow of collecting 10 rupees per day. Like that, with great struggle, he made a very beautiful diamond crown for Lord Varadaraj. And he took this crown and gave to Lord Varadaraj. So Varadaraj was so happy. The Lord was wearing that crown. And one side Sri Devi, other side Bhudevi. He was going in a palanquin. The Lord was going in a palanquin. Means Utsavamurti, small deity, you know. He gave the palanquin and he was going in a palanquin. So the Lord seen the Sri Devi, Bhudevi, their palanquin was their crown was not very good, not shining. But his head is shining like very, you know, diamond. Hiraise banayana, very nice crown. So the Sri Devi, Bhudevi, her consort, his consort, they felt very shy. They're just looking down. They said, see, we are not matching with him. What should we do? So they decided, okay, let us ask Vengadatri Swami for, we'll ask for two crowns for you and me. So they called, hey Vengadatri, please come here. He said, we also want crowns, diamond crowns. He said, my dear Lakshmi Maya, when I gave to husband, it is for wife also, no, it's same. Then they said, are, we can't, his head is very big, we can't wear that crown. And he is known as Thyaga Mandap. You know, morning we said, no, Srirangam is Bhoga Mandap and Varadaraj is Thyaga Mandap. He sacrifices everything for the devotees. So his name is Thyaga Mandap and he is asking all the diamond crown. What is the use of giving him white crown? We are the stri, ladies. So we should be having the diamond crowns. Such a way the Lord used to speak with the devotees, no? So Sri Devi and Bhudevi told, we also want one diamond crown. So they ordered. So he said, Maya, if it is your wish, then I will try. So he went to Chennai, the present day is Chennai, no? He went to Chennai, there only many rich people was there. He was collecting again same way, no? 10 rupees per day. So he was collecting money from different people and he made two more crowns to Sri Devi and Bhudevi. Meanwhile, what happened? The news came to our Ranganaji's ears, Namparumal's ears. The small deity, no? Namparumal's ears. So Namparumal went in the dream of Vengadatri and told, Hare, you gave crown to Varadaraj, you gave crown to Sri Devi, you gave crown to Bhudevi. I am the first person appeared in the whole universe. I am the first among the 108 Divyadesham. Where is the crown for me? So I said, Lord, I gave to you and Varadaraj are the same. So I gave here and it's same, no? No, no, Ranganath said, no, no, I want a crown from you only. And it also told, I want a crown. He gave the design also. I want those days the Pandya kings are there. Chera, Chola, Pandya kings of South Indian kings, no? The kings used to wear a crown. It will be like this. And the top will be a round shape like this. Maybe in the video that photo is there. You can see that. So I want that kind of crown, he said. And Lord said, I want here red color stone, here green stone. All the designs. Everything Ranganaji gave list. So he tried to make. Then he told, okay, my dear Lord, I will try to do. Again, he went to Chennai, collecting money, kirtan, he was doing kirtan, he was collected money, and he was about to make the crown, but he doesn't know the size of the crown, size of Ranganaji's head. He said, my dear Ranganaji, I doesn't know the size of your head. See, if you come here and give your size, I am old age, I am not able to walk also. If you come here and give your head size, then I will try to do something. Next day, Ranganaji went to his house to give the size. You know, he gave his head. He took the size and he made a very beautiful crown. And that crown, so beautiful. Even now, it is the Ranganaji's favorite crown. He brought that crown with a tying in a cloth. He kept it here. And he was walking all the way from Kanchipuram to Srirangam. So by the way, when he reached a place called Lal Kudi, just 15 kilometers from here, Lal Kudi. Maybe tomorrow we will cross that place, Lal Kudi. You remember that place when you cross that, Lal Kudi. When he reached there, some dacoits, no, they came to know that he have a very valuable king, very valuable crown. So they try to attack him. They try to take this crown from him. So that time Ranganathri Swami prayed, oh Ranganath, I made this crown for you. You protect this. I am unable to protect this. Just he prayed like that. The next moment Ranganaji was there in the form of a local king. In a horse he was there. And when seeing the king, no? So immediately all these dacoits ran away. So Ranganaji took him to, like Ranganaji in the king, Ranganaji in the form of a king, he took this devotee Vengadatri Swami and he in the night only arranged a very nice ashram to stay and he gave nice prasad, everything. Morning he wake up and seen he is just sleeping under a tree. There is no ashram, nothing was there. Ranganaji created everything for him. Then he went to, next day he came to Srirangam and gave this crown to the pujaris. The pujaris took this crown and wore to the Ranganaji's head. When they wore, it was exactly the same size what Ranganaji's head was. So they are surprised. Are, how you know the size of Ranganaji's head? They got surprised. Then he told, Joe, who is going to wear this? He only made this, so he know the size. He told, "Oi banaya na, isliye uska malum hai size." Like that, Venkatadri Swami told. Then Ranganathji wore this crown. Then Ranganathji told, Ranganathji show him the Vaikuntha darshan, how the Lord gives darshan in Vaikuntha. That he given to this Venkatadri Swami. After that, the Lord told, "Venkatadri, this crown is so nice. I like this crown very much. But this front portion, you know, if you have a green stone, it will be very good." Venkatadri thought, "My Lord, where will I go for the green stone? Because the green pacha, panna, no? Panna. That's very costly, very rare to get. And very, Ranganathji told, this big you want, this big stone. Nambarmal, our small deity, no?" Told. "So where I can go for that green stone?" So Ranganathji told, "Don't worry, my dear Venkatadri. You go to Calcutta. There is a person named Madhav Saukar. In his house, in a particular place, his grandfather hidden a stone, green stone there. Tell him that I want that and bring that." So that time Venkatadri Swami has some disciples also. All together they went to Madhav Saukar's house, particular street, particular, every address Ranganathji given, everything pakka. So he went to the Madhav Saukar's house and went into the place. "Oh, this is the Madhav Saukar's house?" "Yes." "And your father's name is this?" "Yes." "And in your particular place you have stone?" They said, "No, we don't know." So Venkatadri Swami went inside and digged in a place. They found that very, very special, valuable, beautiful green stone. And he brought that stone here and he gave to one goldsmith. And because this story happened just recently, we have all the names of those who are given donation to him, which goldsmith has made that crown. Everything we have names also. So he gave to one goldsmith named as Veeranna Achari, one Telugu person. So that person, what happened? He just kept the original stones for himself and he put a duplicate stone in that, because such a valuable stone you cannot find anywhere. So he put a duplicate stone and gave to Ranganath. So Ranganathji again came in the dream of Venkatadri and told, "Tell him I want that original stone. He is trying to cheat me." "If he tell, no. If he will tell like that, then he is kept in his, in a third cupboard. He is kept in a particular place. He kept that stone. You bring that." So Venkatadri Swami went to his house. He said, no. "What do you think? I am cheating to the Lord? No, I will not do like that." Then Venkatadri Swami went right into the shop and took that green stone and came. Then that time this Veeranna Achari fell at his feet and he also became a servant of Venkatadri Swami. Then he gave that crown to Sri Ranganath. Sri Venkatadri Swami ki
jai!
After this crown, people came to know that he is like a very dear to the Lord. All the deities are asking crowns and different things him. So Ranganathji was very peaceful for some time. After some time, Ranganathji asked, "My dear Venkatadri, can you give me a Makarakandi mala?" Makarakandi mala means it will be, you know, one step diamond here, one step with coral, one step like that, up to this much it will be. So Ranganathji told, "I want a Makarakandi mala." So again, he started doing kirtan. So by this time, he has some disciples and he ordered with some of the many, many donors he got. So with that, he made a Makarakandi mala. And by this time, Lakshmi Devi asked, "I want a diamond crown, our Ranganayagi." Then he made a diamond crown for Ranganayagi. Then after some time, it's a very big story actually. Then Varadara Balaji, Tirupati Balaji, he asked for a crown. Like this, every deities will come and ask him for a crowns. Then all the rich people, they will come and put money voluntarily to him. So he will make different deities service he used to do. And once what happened, the British was ruling now. So one British king came, governor, he came to Ranganath's darshan. So he take the darshan of Ranganath and told, "Which king has made such a wonderful diamond jewels for the Lord?" So the pujari is told, this and all not made by a king. This was made by a brahmachari sannyasi." He said, "Are sannyasi brahmachari made such a upland jewels for the Lord? Where is the? Where is he? I want to see him." So this governor was taken to this Venkatadri Swami's ashram. There the governor could see him as Jesus Christ himself, because this is recent past time. So governor could see him as Jesus Christ. He fall at his feet and he also taken the Vaishnava Sampradaya itself, that British person. So this Venkatadri Swami also wrote very wonderful kirtans, songs. So like generally we don't find the Nama Sankirtan like what we have in ISKCON, we don't find in the Sri Sampradaya. So this Venkatadri Swami, Later we came to know he was an incarnation of Kanchipurna. Kanchipurna appeared as Venkatadri Swami to spread the Nam Sankirtan. So all their followers, even now, they will come in the February, month of February. Is this year is going to be the 146th disappearance day. So they will sing only chanting and dancing. Mridanga, Kartal, they will do big Nagara Sankirtan, all these things. So he came particularly to spread the Nam Sankirtan. Sri Venkatadri Swami ki.
Jai.
Sri Ranganath ki.
Jai.
Jai. Next is so in Srirangam, the main service to the Ranganaji, there are many alvars. So alvars are very deeply connected to Lord Ranganath. So among them, Andal Alvar, Tondaredi Podi Alvar, Tirupan Alvar, Tirumangai Alvar, these alvars are very dear to Lord Ranganath. So now we will tell something about Tirupana Alvar, Munivahana Alvar. You agree? So this Tirupana Alvar, he was born in a place called Urayur. Today morning we were telling Kamalavalli temple, no? Kamalavalli. In that temple only his birthplace is there. Maybe tomorrow we will go to that temple. So the Tirupana Alvar, he was an incarnation of Sri Vatsa. Lord has Sri Vatsana, his incarnation. But he was not born from a mother and father. So he was suddenly appeared in a forest, a small baby has appeared. So some Shudra family people, they used to sing Panakula in Tamil they call. They just seen this baby in a forest. So they took him to his house and they used to take care. So because of that, he is also considered as a Shudra. So those days in the Ranganaji temple and all, only the Brahmins were allowed. So Shudras are not allowed into the temple. So this Tirupana Alvar, he could not get into the darshan of Ranganath. So he just sat on the banks of Kaveri River. He used to just watch at the Ranganaji's temple. All the time he'll be chanting Ranga, Ranga, Krishna, Krishna, like that. All the time he was chanting holy name. So one day what happened? Some of the Brahmanas from the Ranganaji's temple, you know the Sri Vaishnavas are very strict. Even now they are strict. But those days it was very, very, very strict. You know, if any Shudras gone in the way where they are going, they will go and take bath. If the senior Shudra, they take bath. Such a strict. Even now, if you go to their house now, some of the house we go, they will give sometime hot milk and all. So we are afraid to drink that. Because too much strict. They will never drink anything like this. We will drink like this now. It's like a big sin for them. So in front of them, we have to be very careful to eat or drink anything. Even while eating prasadam, you observe, they don't eat like this. They're just throwing it off. Ball, they'll make a ball and throw it off like this. And sometime when we go to their house, they will give some hot milk. How to drink hot milk like this? It's very difficult, no? So we are afraid, no? They're following so many things they'll follow very strictly. That is at present days. So can you imagine 2000 years back how it will be? So strict there, so much, you know, these kind of rules and regulations are there. So this Tirupana Alvar was sitting on the banks of Kaveri, he was doing kirtan. These Brahmanas, they are going to take water from the Kaveri. So they seen, hey, an untouchable person is sitting on the way. Hey, move aside. They were shouting, move aside. We want to take the water from the Kaveri. You should not be sitting. They're shouting, but this Tirupana Alvar was chanting the holy name. He was in ecstasy. He could not hear anything external. He was deeply merged in the pastimes of Ranganath inside. So this Brahmana, one main sannyasi, his name is Loka Saranga Muni. This person, he became so angry, he took a stone and threw it upon this Tirupana Alvar. So it suddenly the stone hit on his head, the blood started oozing from the head of this devotee. And he came to conscious, oh, please forgive me. He just ran away. I'm very sorry. Please you take. Then this devotees, the pujaris, big brahmanas, they went and took the water from the Kaveri River and they went to the Ranganaji's temple. So when they entered into the altar, they seen the Ranganaji's head was bleeding. The blood was coming from the Ranganaji's altar. So Ranganaji told, any person chanting the holy name is better than a brahmana. So you thought Tirupana Alvar is an untouchable person. You go and fall at his feet, and not only falling at his feet, you should carry him on your shoulder and bring him to the temple. Otherwise, don't come inside. Ranganaji said. So all these brahmanas, they went behind this Tirupanalvar. Tirupanalvar, oh, don't touch me, I am untouchable. He was saying like that due to his humility. But all the brahmanas are running behind him. He is running, don't touch me like that. Finally, everyone is so fast, they run and they fall at his feet and they caught his feet and they carried him in his shoulder and they bring him to the Ranganaji's temple. So that is the first time he was entering into the Ranganaji's temple. So he just entered into the temple. He's just seeing the beauty of the Ranganaji's lotus feet. Then he's seen the beautiful thigh. Then he's seen the navel. Then he's seen the chest. Then he's seen the face of the Lord. Then he sung one song. That is that Kondal Vannanai Kovalanai Nindru Vennai Undavayanai. That butter thief who stole the butter in Vrindavan, I seen him in here saying that after seeing this butter thief Krishna, I don't want to see anything material. He just spoke like that. So because of he told that I don't want to see anything material, he just seeing the Ranganaji's beauty, he just entered into the eternal pastimes of the Lord. From the altar, he disappeared. He just went into the pastimes of the Lord. Sri Tirupanalvar ki. Because of that Logasaranga Muni carried him, like Garuda carry, we call Garuda Vahana. So this Logasaranga Muni carried him, no? So this Tirupanalvar got the name Muni Vahana. Muni Vahana Alvar. In Sanskrit, we call him as Muni Vahana. In Tamil, we call as Tirupana Alvar. So today, after the viewpoint darshan, when you come out, when you are going towards Ramanujacharya, on our right side, some of you notice a big Hanumanji. Somebody noticed big Hanumanji. And then Hanumanji temple only, the small deity of Tirupana Alvar is there. He'll be having a kartal in his hands. All the time doing kirtan, no? So tomorrow, if you go that, you can notice that Tirupana Alvar. Recently, some Britishers, no, they Ranganaji's eyes, no, previously his eyes were so beautiful, diamond eyes. So that used to be shining like anything. Very beautiful, two eyes. The kings, no, they kept nice eyes made of diamond for the Lord. The once one British person came, he wanted to steal the diamond from the Ranganaji. So he came. So those days they were not allowing any foreigners inside the temple. So this British person, he was acted like a Vaishnava, just to steal the, his goal was the eye of the Lord. He wanted to remove that stones. So what he did, no? He just acted like a Vaishnava, wearing tilak and every day cleaning and sweeping the floor, doing so many days. He was desiring to steal the eye of the Lord. So one day what happened? The severe flood came. The Kaveri was filled with water. So that day he got the opportunity to enter into the temple. And he was got the service as a security in the temple. So he was in the temple. So one particular day he got the opportunity. He just entered into the altar. He took the diamond eye from the Ranganaji. One eye he took. And he just swam across the Kaveri water. And he sold it to the different countries of the foreign countries. Recently, I mean, maybe 200 years back or something. So now that diamond jewel, it is there in Russia, in a museum called Kremlin. Kremlin, there is a museum in Russia. So now it is named as Orlov, O-R-L-O-V. So in your, if you have internet in your mobile, you just type O-R-L-O-V. You can see the full history, the diamond eyes of the Lord. You can see that it is there in the Russian museum of Kremlin Museum, you can see. So now we will tell one more story of Tirumangai Alvar, because this Alvar was how much time we have, Prabhu? Okay. Half an hour is there. Okay. So this Tirumangai Alvar, he is the one, he did unlimited service to the Lord Ranganaji. So we will discuss about a few minutes about him. It's very interesting story. So Tirumangai Alvar is an incarnation of Lord's bow, Sharna, you know. But in his pastime, he was just acting like a completely materialistic person. He was just like a local king. He was, completely engaged in all materialistic activities. No any devotion, like that. So the Lord, what he did, in order to bring him back to the devotional service, Lord sent one beautiful Apsaras tree, named as Kumudavalli. So this Apsara was born, she appeared as a small girl in a nearby a pond. So one Brahmin, he find this beautiful girl and he was taking care of this girl. So after some years, this girl became grow into youth. So she was the most beautiful lady. Can you imagine how the apsaras? Don't try to imagine. So generally our bodies are, we get bad fragrance, but the apsaras, they have very special fragrance in their body. So everybody used to go and tell to this Tirumangai Alvar that this lady is so, Kumudavalli is so beautiful, so beautiful, he is suitable for you. So this Tirumangai Alvar got the desire to marry her. So Tirumangai Alvar went to her father and asked, I want to marry your daughter. Then he told, I am not having anything. If you ask him, ask her, if she agree, then you can marry. Then Tirumangai Alvar asked her, I want to marry you. Then she told, if you want to marry me, you should first get initiated devotee. You should wear kandimala, tilak, everything, and you should take initiation. You should chant Hare Krishna. Then only I will marry you, she told. Then Tirumangai Alvar said, okay, no problem, I will become a devotee. Because he appeared for a particular purpose, no? So when he went to one temple, is there from Srirangam, there is a next place called Kumbakonam. There are very beautiful temples, so many temples and so many pastimes. He went there, one deity, one lord, he came personally, initiated him, giving Shangha Chakra, and he took tilak and he became a devotee, and he appeared again before the Kumudavalli, that lady, beautiful lady. Then told, now I am got initiated devotee, now you can marry me. Then she told, I will marry a person who is, every day you should serve 1008 Brahmanas, prasadam, Vaishnavas. You should serve 1008 Vaishnavas every day. You should also wash their feet and drink the Charanamrita. Such a person only I will marry, she told. So he told, since he is a king, local king, Tirumangai Alvar was a local king, he told, no problem, I can do that easily. Then he agreed and they got married. So after that marriage, the both of them together, they used to serve every day 1008 Vaishnavas. They used to serve very nice feast, big feast in their house every day. So there's the king, he was working under a big king. Big king. He has to pay taxes to the big king. So after marriage, he was completely absorbed in the service of the Vaishnavas. He totally changed. His conscious was completely how to serve the devotees. When you serve devotees, what will happen? Naturally, the bhakti will start in the heart. So you are totally changed person. So he is spending all his money to serve the devotees. So he was serving all the money. Then he didn't have any money to pay the tax to the big king. So big king came to ask money. He sent a person to money. He said, tomorrow I will give. Then person will ask, tomorrow you will come. I will give you day after tomorrow. Like that he was prolonging. He's not paying the tax. So one day the big king came to fight with this small king Tirumangai Alvar. So all the Brahmanas, all the Vaishnavas, they prayed for the Lord. Lord, please protect this Tirumangai Alvar. So Tirumangai Alvar, he had a very special horse called Adalma. One special horse is there. He was sitting in that horse. He alone went to fight with these thousands of people. So they could see him as if like a big tsunami coming towards him. So many horses. So one person, he defeated everyone. They all ran away. So while running, that person told, hey, Tirumangai, means in Hindi they call us Parakal, Parakalji, Parakal Alvar. In Tamil, Tirumangai. In Hindi is Parakal, Sanskrit. Because so many Ramanandis are there. In Sri Vaishnavas also in the North India, they are called as Ramanandis. So they called as Parakal Alvar. So Parakal, this is not the way you should do. You should supposed to pay the tax. You should supposed to pay. Tirumangai told, I'm surely I will pay, but now I don't have the money, that's why I could not pay. He said like that. So that night he went to sleep, thinking how I will pay the tax. That night, our merciful Lord Varadaraj appeared in his dream and told, don't worry Tirumangai, Parakal, you come to Varadaraj Kanchi temple, Kanchipuram. There I have kept a treasure for you. So then Parakal Alvar went to Varadaraj temple. There in a particular place, he found out a very big treasure. And he brought the treasure and he paid the tax to that Chola king. Again he started serving the Vaishnavas regularly without missing one day. So he was serving like this. One day he lost all the money. Everything was gone. All the wealth was lost. So he supposed to serve the devotees the morning. Every day morning the devotees will be coming for the prasadam. No? So he doesn't have any money. So what he do? He just want to collect some money. He just searching everywhere for some Lakshmi. So then he finds some thieves. thieves are trying to attack, steal something, no? They said, Hare, you come with me, let us steal. Then you do your, we'll give you your share, you take, you do whatever you want. He thought, okay, anything for the service of the Vaishnavas, let me do. So then, it is said in the scripture that he had five disciples, you know, five disciples, very special mystic yogis are his disciples. One of them, just by blowing, he can open any lock. Another one, just by holding a person's shadow, he can keep that person, could not walk. If a person is walking, he just keep his feet on that shadow, that person could not walk. Like that one mystic yogi. And another one mystic yogi, he could climb on a tree, any small stem, no, he can stand on the small stem of a tree. And another one mystic yogi, he could walk on the water. Like that he had five people and one of his relative, totally six of them. One of his relative, his name is also, his cousin son, his name is also Parakal, totally six of them. They all together, they'll go and they loot money and they serve the devotees. This is that system. But they will never steal money from the Vaishnavas. They will steal only black money. They will never steal this white money, you know. They will go in the middle of the forest and they will stay. Some business people, they will bring in the big money, you know. They will block that and take the money and they use it for the service of the devotees. This is what he is doing regularly, every day. So one day, what happened? One devotee lady, she was in the night time, she was cleaning a golden vessel. So Tirumangalvar was from far distance, he seen someone is carrying a nice golden vessel. He thought, if I get this golden vessel, it will be enough for tomorrow's prasadam. He doesn't know she is a devotee. She thought some ordinary lady. So Tirumangalvar went near and suddenly snatched that golden vessel. When he snatched the golden vessel, she started chanting, Oh Krishna! She shouted, Oh Krishna! Then Tirumangalvar understood, Are, she's a devotee. She threw it back and he went. She will never take anything from the devotees. He will take only from the black money only. So, Tirumangalvar, one day he was waiting in a forest called Bilvaranya. Even now that forest is there near to Kumbakonam. So he was with all his group. They were in the middle of the pathway, in the forest way. He was waiting for someone to come to loot money, to steal money, you know. He was waiting. But although he will steal money for the service of the devotees, he will never use a single rupees for himself. He will eat only the rice and water, nothing else. He will never use anything for himself. He just used everything for Krishna and his service. We cannot imitate their activities. We have to just, you know, hear their stories. So, he was waiting up till 1 o'clock. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, nobody came that day. Nobody came. So he was worried, very much worried. Tomorrow all the devotees will come for the prasadam. What will I do? How I will serve for them? He was lamenting in this way. So meanwhile, Tirumangalvar told to this person who can climb on the tree, you know. He told, Hey, you climb the tree and see someone is coming or not. So he climbed on the tree, was watching. So meanwhile, our Ranganaji and Lakshmi Devi, they were, you know, they know that they are doing, Tirumangalvar doing everything for his devotees. So they thought, let us go and help them, help him. So in planning in this way, our Lord Ranganaji and Lakshmi Devi, they took a form of a beautiful married couple, like a bridegroom and bride, no? Wearing all golden and diamond jewels. You know, all the demigods appeared like a marriage party. They all came in the way where the Tirumangalvar was waiting to steal. So all this marriage couple, they are walking in that beautiful way. This person who is sitting on the tree now, he said, get ready, get ready. The big crowd is coming. So much jewels they are wearing, get ready. So immediately Tirumangalvar and all these people, they are holding big sword and all these things. No, they are blocking the way and they are ready. So suddenly the Ranganaji's pallakin came. So inside Lakshmi Devi and Ranganaji, like a newly wedded innocent couple, they came near to the Tirumangalvar. Tirumangalvar very gravely, he took his sword, take away all the jewels, take away everything. They are, sorry, please take. They were, Ranganaji acted like very fearful, no? Take everything. Then Tirumangalvar personally went to Lakshmi Devi. He removed his earrings, a necklace, all the waist belt, everything removed. Finally, he went to Ranganath and removed a kreed, mugud, har, everything, no? Everything removed. Finally, there was one ring left in the Thirumangai Alvar's feet. So he was trying to pull it off. It's not all so tight, it's not all coming. So Ranganaji said, "Are, you have taken everything on our marriage day. Why can't you leave that one ring as a remembrance of our marriage?" So Thirumangal said, "What? Your marriage? If you give this, I can serve tomorrow, I can buy with this leaflet for all 1,000 devotees." Saying this, with his teeth, he bite the ring, feet of the Lord, and he removed that finger ring from the Lord. So that was a big pile of gold. Big pile of gold. So many, all the people know, from everybody they took all the jewels. Big pile of gold. Then he told all the disciples, "Okay, all of us, let us, today we got a very big amount of jewels, feast. So let us carry this." So they tied it very quickly. They tied everything and they put a stick in that. They tried to lift it up. All six of them, they tried to lifting it up. It was not at all moving. They tried their level best. Nothing is moving. Then he thought, "Are, this person must be some mantravadi. He did some mantra to this. That's why I could not lift." Then he took his sword to scare him. "No, hey, take the mantra back." He went to Ranganath and showing the sword, "Take the mantra back." The Ranganath said, "Come here, I will tell you the mantra." The Trimangalar went in his ears. No, Ranganath said, "Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. So Thirumangalar just turned his sin. There was Lakshmi and Narayan sitting on a Garud. "Oh Lord, please forgive me." Saying this, he fell at the feet of Ranganathji. So Ranganathji said, no, you did this for me. I am very much pleased with you." So Ranganathji told, the Thirumangalar told, "Lord, just like you gave me darshan, like that you should give darshan for all the people." So there, even now, there is a deity of Lakshmi and Narayana in that forest called Bilvaranya forest. That deity is there. Then it's a very big story. Time is there, no Prabhuji? How much? 10 minutes, okay. I will try to finish it off. Then, Thirumangai Alvar, Ranganathji ordered him, "You should construct a compound wall for my temple." Ranganathji told, "You should construct compound wall." You see in the wall, no? Where you leave the chapels? That compound wall. That was built by this Thirumangai Alvar. He only did that seva for the Lord. So it's a very big story actually, how they went to steal a deity of Lord Buddha and they brought it. You want to tell the story, full story? Okay. So Thirumangai Alvar was ordered by the Ranganath to construct a compound wall for the Ranganathji's temple. So Thirumangai Alvar, with the, all that gold he spent in serving the devotees, he doesn't have any money to construct the compound wall. Such a huge wall it is. Kilometer distance is there. He doesn't know how to do. So he was thinking to steal something very bigger. No. So he heard from some people, there is a place called Nagapatnam. There is a deity of Buddha, very big golden deity is there. So if you take that, according to the Sri Sampradaya, they don't consider Buddha as an avatar. They worship Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, Parashuram, Balram, Krishna and Kalki. They don't consider Buddha as an avatar. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Veda na manina, Buddha philosophy oye nastik. Mahaprabhu also told. Because Buddhist philosophy is a Gnostic philosophy. Because they never accept Veda. So, in the Sri Vaishnavas totally neglect Buddha. They don't say him as avatar also. So this Alvar thought, why the deity for such a Buddha? We should take the deity and cut it piece and make it deity service for the Ranganathji. Like that he thought. So he, with his all his disciples, he went to that Nagapatnam place. He climbed over that Buddha temple and he tried to open that dome, above the temple. However he tried, he could not open the dome. It was constructed in such a high class engineering. Now you can see what kind of engineering in Srirangam, right? You can't imagine. If you stand under the Raj Gopuram, any Gopuram you see, if you stand for some time, the big Raj Gopuram you go tomorrow, stand for some time, you'll feel like AC. All the time it will be very cool, breezing. Any Gopuram, their construction was such a pakka. And some place now that is like a ventilation, And some place, like there is no need of any mic system. Simply we can speak, we can hear. There is such a kind of places is there where we can have katha. So like that, all kinds of pakka engineering they have on those days. So Tirumangai Alvar, he tried with his level best to open this dome. He could not. Then he was worried how to open this dome. He want to construct service, go for this compound wall for Ranganaji, no? So he find out with the local people who has constructed this dome. Then they said there is a sculptor. He was staying in the Andaman Nicobar Islands. Andaman Islands, no? He is staying in that islands. So he was not here. So Tirumangai Alvar was planning how to. Because Tirumangai Alvar is the last Alvar. Among the 12 of them, he is the youngest. So maybe just before Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya is 1000 years. He may be around 2000 years or 1500 years back. I don't know exactly. So he is the last Alvar. So Tirumangai Alvar decided to go to Andaman Nicobar to find out the secrets of the dome, how he constructed from the person who constructed, and to steal the deity of Buddha. So he wore a dress like a very big businessman, and he went there, and he is very expert, you know. Whomever talk with Tirumangai Alvar, they will fall flat, you know. You are very expert in talking. So he made friendship with this sculptor who constructed the dome of this Buddha temple, and he told, I am a businessman coming from India. So saying that in his room only he was staying with that sculptor's house. So many days gone like this. So one day Tirumangai Alvar, he want to take the secret of how he constructed. How he took the secret, you know, he just throwed on stone. Like how, you know, he just told. Do you know, in Nagapattinam, that Buddha temple, no, that deity was stolen away, he said. He just simply told, the deity was stolen away. So this person, he has fell down. I constructed, so great difficulty I constructed. I did like this. Then only I could construct it. How the thieves can steal that? How I did such a deep things. He told all the secrets he told to Tirumangai Alvar. How he constructed, no? Everything he told. He got whatever he wanted, he got all the secrets. Then he came back. So while coming back, what he did, no? He just got in a boat. And that boat, they are full of beetle nuts, you know, that with pan they eat some nuts, you know, supari. The nuts was there, full, one ship full of nuts was there. So Tirumangai Alvar, he made friendship with the boatman, the shipman, and he told, can you give me one nut for me? He said, why one? I will give you maybe half of the, I will give you more, I can give you 100. So he told, no, one is enough for me. He took one nut and he cut it into the half. And he kept the remaining half, he kept it in the ship. And he told, when I am getting down, you should give me this half to me. He said, okay. He simply don't say, okay, just write down and give me. When I am getting down, I will give you the half. So he wrote and gave you. When you are getting down, I will give you the half. Like that he write down. So when he came, reached India, Nagapattinam, he said, among the boat, whatever arcanut, the beetle nuts is there, half is belong to me, give to me, half. He is actually gave the half, but he asked for the whole ship, no, whatever is there. Among the whole of beetle nuts, he wanted the full half. So he is very expert. The people gathered, then he was very expertly talking, then he took all the half. He took all the half and he used it for the Lord's service, and in this way he gave liberation for his black money for that person, you know. Like that he is given mercy. After that, in this way he did everything, he will do like this, you know, this Alvar. Then he took this money, then he came, then he went into the Buddha temple and he took the Buddha deity and came out, and he was coming with all these six people now, secretly covering the deities, and they came into one place. It is almost about to the sunrise, you know. So sunrise, the people will come to know, they are carrying something, they will find out. So what he did, there is a land, he just digged a hole, he kept the deity there. And there is a tamarind tree. So you see, in tamarind tree, normally in the night times, the leaf will go to sleep. You observed sometime? Because you are from cities, maybe you not know that. But generally, if you go to the villages, you can see the tamarind trees. When they, in the night time, after 6 o'clock, all the leaves will go. In front of our house, there is a tree. So you can see that. The leaves will sleep. They'll go to sleep. And morning, again, the leaves will get open. So that day Tirumangayalvar kept the Buddha deity under the earth and told to this tamarind tree, "A tree, please look after this, don't sleep." So even now that tree is there, it never sleep on that day. That and that place, whatever tree comes, the tree never sleep in the night times. So what happened, he was from watching from a far distance whole night, he was waiting for the night to come, again take the deity and come to Srirangam. So what happened, in the early morning, the landlord, he was coming with his bulls to plow the place, you know, to, he want to do agriculture, no, he was coming. Hare, my God, what will I do, this fellow is coming, how will I talk to him, what will I do? So he told, this person came, he requested, "No, please, today is not a good day to do this agriculture." He tried his level best to stop him, but that person is not listening. He was very, you know, he want to do that only. So Tirumangayalvar told, "Actually, this land belongs to my father Damodara," he said. "This land belongs to my father Damodara." Then, "Are, what is this?" Then they made a panchayat. They called for a, you know, what do you call panchayat? Panchayat. They called for a panchayat. Then actually Tirumangayalvar, he never spoke any lie, because everything belongs to that area. There is a deity called Damodara deity, Damodara. He told you, "This land belongs to my father Damodara." So everything is belong to Krishna, right? So he said, "This land belongs to my father Damodara," and he very nicely argued with that people, and he told this, he took all the records, no, it belongs to him. But the next morning, because he's a poor person, he gave everything to him. He just took the deity and went to the next place. So he's doing all this kind of, you know, crooked, cunning activities. Seeing this, the Damodara deity in that village, he was very huge deity, Damodara Krishna is there. He was amazing to see the devotees' activities. They were carrying the Buddha deities and walking in the road. So the deity came behind him to watch him. What is going to do this guy? So the Lord was walking behind him in a black, beautiful person. No? So Tirumangayalvar looked behind him. He seen the tall Damodar. He told, "Who are you?" Tirumangayalvar asked him, "Who are you?" He said, "I am only a protector of this person. Whomever come to our village, I will just give them protection." So Tirumangayalvar told, "I don't want your protection. We are doing a very, thank you for your mercy. We just look after your village only. Thank you so much. You please carry on. You go. And okay. The Lord said, okay. Again, Lord is following him back. Because Lord is enjoying the devotee's activities now. So this devotee, they're carrying this Buddha deity and walking. The Lord is following again back. Again, he turned back. So Tirumangayalvar, within his heart, he thought, "This person must be a big thief. I am a thief. I am stealing after a great struggle. I am bringing this deity. And this person must be bigger thief than me. And he's coming alone. That means a thief will never come alone. He will be having a big group of people. They will be following from behind." So he told, "Hey, please go. Don't follow me. Please go." He said, okay. Again, he turned back. Again, he was following. So Tirumangayalvar told, "Let me scare this fellow. Otherwise, he will not do anything." Saying this, he took the knife. "Are you going or not?" He just acted to kill that person. So that Lord showed his beautiful form. He fell at his feet. "Krishna, please forgive me." Then he sung very beautiful song on the glories of Damodara. And Tirumangayalvar told, "From today onwards, I will serve you here only." Then Lord said, no. "Now it is the time. You go to Srirangam and you do the nice seva there. From now onwards, you will never have any obstacles." Lord gave the blessings. Also on the way, he also in one place he went. He was so thirsty, he asked water from the people. That people never gave water to him. That area, then he got so much disgusted. He cursed that area that here will be no water here. So even now, that area, the whole district, Pudukkottai district, whole area, even now, they will dig 1,000 feet, 2,000 feet, no water. Even now, there is no water in that area. So finally, he came to this Appalarangan temple, one temple tomorrow, maybe we'll be visiting. He just brought the deity and melted, and he's, you know, he spent all the money to Ranganaji. He constructed a beautiful temple for Ranganaji's compound wall. He just, when he cut the deity, no, but Buddha deity, he just cut, he kept one finger kept separately, and all the other part he used for the service of the Ranganaji. The next day morning, the Buddhist people, they opened the temple, they seen there is no deity inside the temple. They all came, they find out the pathway marks, no, they came to know this Tirumangai Parakal, he is the thief. They came to catch him. Then he said, they went to the Chola king. That time the big king was there. They went to the king. They gave a case that Tirumangi was stolen the deity. So Tirumangi told, no, you so expertly argued and told, within 1 year, I will give you, without a small finger missing, I will give you. Without less than a small finger, I will give you. Like that he wrote and gave. So next year when they came, he gave only this finger. Only this finger he gave. Such a way he wrote very nicely. So the Chola king also, knowing the Tirumangiyal was doing this for the Lord, he is also very supportive. Then he constructed this beautiful compound wall for the Lord. And after constructing this wall, all the people were asking for money as a salary. So he doesn't have any money, salary with him. So he thought, such a great service they did for Ranganaji. So for these people, I should not give some mundane money as a salary. I should give them the spiritual world as a salary. So he said, I have kept the money in the Tiruvallarai temple. Tiruvallarai temple is Pundarikaksha temple, no? Just other northern side of the Kaveri River. He said, I kept on the other side there, I kept the money. You all come in the boat, I will give you the money. Saying this, he took all the people in the boat, and in the middle of the Kaveri full water, he pulled them everyone in the water. So by doing this, all these people, they never suffer anything. They just, all of them, they directly went to Vaikuntha. In front of the eyes, everybody went to Vaikuntha. So next day morning, all the people of this workers, wife and sons, everybody came to this Alvar. Hare, where is our sons? Where is our father? Where is our, like that, they all came to fight with him. That time, this all the people who went to Vaikuntha, they all appeared from the Vaikuntha. Don't do anything to him. Because of his mercy, we got this spiritual world abode of the Supreme Abode. Saying this, they all became devotees. So in this way, Tirumangiyalvar did a very funny, very wonderful pastime with Ranganaji. So finally, he went in an ecstasy. His mood became like a gobi bow. You know, he was serving devotees. He's considered himself as a gobi. They call him as Parakala Nayaki. Nayaki bow they call. Parakala Nayaki. So in the mood of the separation from husband, no? Like that, he sang so many songs. He was visiting different Divedesham, doing so much kirtan. And he did a lot of service. So even now the Parakala Alvar temple is there. So even now in the festival day, one day they decorate Parakala Alvar as a female form, like Nayaki, Parakala Nayaki, and Ranganaji especially blesses Tirumangiyalvar. Actually, he is an incarnation of Lord's Sharanga. No? Lord has a bow. No? In spiritual world, everything is a personality. So Tirumangiyalvar is a Sharanga's incarnation. And we discussed about Tirupan Alvar is a Srivatsa. Tirumangiyalvar is Sharanga. Sri Tirupana Tirumangiyalvar ki, Sri Ranganath ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So, anybody have any confusion in my stories, anything I said? If you have any questions, you can ask. Parashara Bhatta. Yeah, Parashara Bhatta and Vedavyasa. Vedavyasa, he is also having nice pastime like this. And both of them, they got nice service in the Ranganaji temple. He used to sing kirtans when the Ranganaji used to take bath. So when Vedavyasa Bhatta, he wanted to get married in a young age, the Kuresha was not at all bothered, you know, whom to get married. No, he was not at all bothered. So Kuresha's wife is forcing, we should find a nice groom, you know, to get him married. Then Ranganaji personally arranged for his marriage. He went in a dream of the one girl's father and told, you should get married with Vedavyasa Bhatta. So today morning we went in front of his house, Vedavyasa Bhatta. Some of the devotees we see in that house. And the northern side of the, after Ramancharya house we went, no? That side only the Vedavyasa's house is there. So he also wrote some nice songs called Tirumanjana Kattiyam, something is there. He wrote very nice verse. But a very few information about him. Sanyasi. Just like Guru Shishya Parambara, no? The Guru will initiate a person. And generally, I don't know about the Srirangam temple sannyasam. here the sannyasi was there from past 30-40 years, he was sannyasi, same person. So we didn't came to know about the next sannyasi, how they are selecting. But there is two groups are there in Sri Vaishnava. One people, they will wear youth tilak like you. The other people will wear why like tilak, why like tulsi, like here some marks will be there. But the youth tilak people, they will decide the sannyas. How you know? It's very nice. Their headquarters is Ahobilam. You heard about Ahobilam, Narsingadev place. There the first sannyasi, he was from Melukote or some place. The Lord came in the dream and told him, "You come to Melukote." Narsingadev told him to come to Melukote. So he went there. Narsingadev appeared in the form of an old man. He gave the saffron cloth and the tridanda, and he gave him a sannyas. So after that, if they want to select the next sannyasi, the Narsingadev will come and tell in the dream of a person. He will be somewhere grahastha, somewhere unknown, some place. But the Narsingadev will tell in the dream. Also, Narsingadev will tell in the dream of this present sannyasi. So he will go to Ahobilam. There they will meet together. And he will be very highly qualified person. Generally, normally he will become very qualified person who have studied all these scriptures. He will be some grahastha only. They will be grahasthas only, they will become sannyasa. But it is done personally by the Narsingadev himself selects that who is the next sannyasi. Like that. That Rajagobram, no? Rajagobram, big gobram. It was constructed by such a sannyasi who comes on that parambara. He only, yeah. They used to have a Ahobilam, there is 9 deities of Narsingadev, and that one deity of Narsingadev is called as Malola Narasimha. There's a golden deity. There's one king called Pratapradra. He want to make a shivling. So when you try to make shivling, actually he used to very rich king. Wherever he go, he will make a new shivling and he used to worship. Very Shaiva devotee. When he went to Ahobilam, he was trying to make his shivling. It's becoming Narsingadev, naturally. However times he tries, it becoming Narsingadev. Then he kept it. Then Narsingadev appeared and told, "This is the place of Narsingadev. So you should worship this Narsingadev. You give this deity to that person of that sannyasi." So that they gave this deity to that head of the sannyasi. So even now that parambara, no, that head sannyasi will be carrying that Narsingadev deity with him. And they, wherever they travel, the whole bus will be going with the Narsingadev deity. It's a preaching Narsingadev. He'll be traveling and preaching. Okay. Sri Ranganath ki jai. So thank you very much for kindly tolerating me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So I hope you have loved the lecture. Prabhuji has, they have given away their schedules and they are totally with us speaking about the details of this Rangakshetra. And I hope you would love to hear from him tomorrow also. So some announcements for tomorrow.